According to the schedule here, I quit 2 minutes ago, so I could leave now, right? Well, I brought notes, and always be careful if someone speaks from a 3x5 card. They go on for hours. Since Roger has been introduced as the one we can now crack jokes at and work on, I thought I'd start with him. And Al gave me permission, so it's okay. I first met Roger when I was going to Spitsbergen and to set up one of the observatories over there. And I was traveling over there with Jerry Romick. And the week before, there'd been like two or three 747 hijackings in the Middle East and maybe a flight to Cuba inadvertently or something like that, and a couple of bomb threats here and there in airplanes. So Jerry and I got over there with all this electronic equipment, all past immigration and security and customs, and we thought we're feeling pretty good. We'd made it. We made it inside the Norwegian border, no more opening of boxes. And we'd kind of been on our good behavior. So we're looking around, and Roger is supposed to be on the flight to Spitsbergen with us. It's a once-a-week flight or whatever it was, and we hadn't seen him yet. And so eventually we meet him, and where do we meet him is in this tunnel down below underneath the airport, this concrete-lined bunker left over from the Nazi occupation with these great big steel doors, and you go around the corner, and there's a big doors, and you go around the corner, and there's another big doors, and you're working your way out underneath the airplane someplace. And to our surprise out there was a security checkpoint. They had the x-ray machines and the magnetometers and everything else, and we get in the line, and who would be right in line in front of us as this crowd got funneled and squashed down to the checkpoint but Roger. So Jerry introduces me to Roger and whatnot, and in the course of the conversation, as you know, how you been? And Roger starts to tell. He says, well, now, I may miss some details and I may not make them accurate, but it makes a better story. Roger started saying how he was. You know, his wife was fine, his health was fine, but they had a little event at this university. Somehow he had managed to swap lecture halls at the last moment with another lecturer. And here we were moving closer and closer to the metal detectors, and these guys around with the M16s or whatever the Norwegian troops were carrying on at the time. And as we were getting there, Roger was talking about some of the unsettlement in North Ireland. And he was saying how he had swapped lecture halls. And in the lecture hall that he was supposed to be giving a lecture in, just very shortly before he got there, and he had swapped. And so another professor was in there with another class. A bomb went off, and it badly injured some students, killed some couple people. And he kept talking about how the bomb was made, how they wrapped the nails around the outside, and how big it was. And I'm looking around. I don't know who speaks English, but I'm getting away from here and trying to work my way back in line. I guess not enough English was spoken because we all got through the checkpoint. And that was how I first met Roger.